here with us on our 11th anniversary. And on Father's Day, exactly like the time we started, is the visionaire and the one that had the vision for this church. The senior pastor of all the New USA Baptist churches in Abuja, my dear father in law, Reverend Dr. Idowu Akintola. Can you stand up on your feet and let us honor him?
Can you sing that song? Abrigado.
Obrigado.
Obrigado. Si quembu sama timba.
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 Obrigado.
Obrigado.
Father, we give you the glory. 11 years of fruitfulness. 11 years of impact. Father, we thank you. We thank you because we are living witnesses of a mustard seed that have grown. Lord, take the glory. At this moment, Lord, bless your children. Speak a word to someone. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let me hear your loud amen. You know, I am so excited each time I come here. The book of 3 John in verse 3 said, I have no greater joy than to see my children walk in the light. Among all our churches, the Citadel of Impact have proven they are children indeed. Hallelujah! I am so glad we obeyed God to speak for Pastor Aribike, his wife, and all the youths that came doing this wonderful work. I have come here this morning to speak to you the Father's blessing. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are blessed. I say you are blessed. In the name of Jesus. Genesis chapter 1 verse 28. The Bible says, and God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth. Subdue it. Have dominion. Let me hear your loud amen.
Amen.
In this service of today, we shall cover three areas. The first service, we shall talk about celebrating the blessings in the Father's house. And in the second service, we will try to talk about activating the Father's blessing. And then the third service, we will deal with living by the principles of fatherhood. Genesis 1:28, we have read, establish the intent in the Father's heart. And I've come here today simply on this 11th year of celebration to speak a blessing over you, over this church. Because indeed, you have done God proud. God have used you to establish long-term vision that God has spoken to us. And the Citadel of Impact has become a model, not only for the New Estate Baptist family, but for the entire convention family. If you don't know it today. And I'm telling you, from this church, pastors are being raised. Transformers have been raised that will transform the youth ministry of the entire convention. I don't want you to take this for granted. I want you to be energized. I want you to be strengthened. I want you to make yourself available to become a vessel in the hand of God that will bring the transformation that we are looking forward to. And in the name of Jesus, God will use you. I say God will use you. And God bless them. Let me assure you that there is blessing in the Father's house. This is your Father's house. In this house, for the past 11 years, I know God has blessed you. But you have not seen anything yet. Because the glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former. I'm telling you, greater works you will do. Greater impact you will make. That is why it's very instructive today for your heart to be open to receive this blessing that is coming your way. In the name of Jesus, you won't miss your blessing. In Genesis chapter 1 verse 28, there are five dimensions of the Father's blessing that I like you to note. And as we celebrate today, I have no iota of doubt that these five dimensions of the blessings in the Father's heart has been present in this house. And from today, they are going to a multiple dimension. They are going to a higher dimension. Number one, we discover, say, and God blessed them. And God said, be fruitful. I know how we began. I know how Pastor Aribike began. Brother Ayo, Brother Ajala, I know how they began. But today, the story is different. I declare to you, no matter what you are going through, your story shall be different. In fact, at the end of this month, you will be telling a different story. Just like our mother testified. Two jobs within a short period of time. I declare your story will change. Your story will change. We have witnessed in 11 years journey fruitfulness. Let me share with this church that in the building of all of our churches, this church has given us a record speed in project completion. In fact, we have not even completed the mother church yet. But you have finished. And I'm looking forward for more greater projects. Because this house is fruitful. Come on, say it to yourself, I am fruitful. This house is fruitful. You have proven it. So we have seen the evidence of the blessing of fruitfulness. And those of you who you think you have not experienced some form of fruitfulness, your own is coming. Your own is coming. Fruitfulness in your body. Fruitfulness in your business. Fruitfulness in your mind. Creative ideas. God is bringing your way. In the name of Jesus. So we have witnessed in the past 11 years the blessing of fruitfulness in so many dimensions. In fact, your church has even outpaced the mother church. And that is the joy of the parents. That the children should do far, far more than the parents. And this is what you are doing. I'm aware of so many projects you are doing, your staff quarters. I'm aware of so many other things you are doing. And I'm so glad the other day, I didn't know about it. I just saw the new bus you just bought. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. These are evidence of fruitfulness. And I have seen some of the young guys who live without job. They become not only job seekers, but they've created jobs for themselves. They have become entrepreneurs. They have become employers of labor. I have seen God move in various dimensions in causing fruitfulness in this house. And I'm here to tell you, you have not seen anything yet. As you pursue God, God will continue to show you greatness. You will continue to experience fruitfulness. The second dimension of the blessing, as we see it, is increase, multiplication. So many things, Pastor Arabica said, I didn't remember. But you know, children always remember more than their parents. I don't know how many of them came here. But today, I'm aware you have three services and every of the services is full. This is evidence of increase. And we have seen increase in so many areas. We have seen increase in number. We have seen increase in impact. You don't know how many people watch the program of this church in the various platforms, and I don't know how many calls I have received. Is this your church? Who is that, your pastor in Duse? See and see what these children are doing. And I've always told them, the Citadel of Impact is our huge church. Hallelujah. And indeed you are. So we have seen increase in so many dimensions. And I pray in the following year you will see more increase. On all sides, God will increase you. As we have prayed this morning, on all sides you will see increase. I say you will see increase. Increase in your house. Increase in your mind. Increase in your business. In the name of Jesus. The third dimension of the blessing that God is releasing upon us in this 11th year is the blessing of fullness. Fullness in every area. And I interpret this to be the blessing of shalom. Nothing missing, nothing breaking. That is the increase, that is the blessing God has released upon this house. You know, I'm privileged to oversee many churches. I go to some churches to settle problems, scuffles within churches. But in 11 years of Citadel of Inter, I have never been invited to settle any scuffle. You had some little disagreement, but you settle it among yourselves. You settle it redemptively among yourselves. You have experienced fullness in every area. And in the name of Jesus, you will continue to enjoy fullness. Fullness in all areas. The shalom of God shall continue to be your portion. In the name of Jesus. The fourth dimension of the blessing from the Father's heart is the blessing of dominion, of victory. I have listened to so many testimonies from your pulpit in other platforms of people coming here to testify of the victories that God has given you. Of the dominion you have, the exploit you have made in your offices, in your studies as students, in your struggles in life, God has given you victory. You have dominated. Some years ago, we had some struggle with this land. Some people are contesting the land with us. But I'm sure by now the issue has gone to the cooler. And it's still on, but eventually we shall be victorious. Because we are of the dominion family. We have all the papers and whatever, so those who want to struggle with us, they have failed already. So we have testimonies of victory in every area. And I declare that blessing to you, you will continue to have victory. Some of you may be going through one struggle or the other. Now I release upon you victory. victory. You will have dominion. In the name of Jesus. From every attack, I declare you will win. This week, as you go on your journey, you are victorious. We pray for Nigeria. Nigeria shall be victorious. We have victory against kidnappers. Victory against jihadists. Victory against the herders. In the name of Jesus. We have experienced the blessing of dominion and then the blessing of victory. And then the fifth blessing, the fifth blessing is the blessing of robust relationship. One of the lessons we have learned, even in the mother church, from the way Pastor Aribiken and his team have carried on the ministry of this church, is the genuine relationship that exists between your pastor and the members. And this is an example of good leadership. In many of our churches, you don't find that kind of relationship. So I want to encourage you not to take it for granted. This church is not a traditional Baptistic church. This is a citadel of impact. This is a new generation church. And I'm telling you, life is sustained in relationship. Life is built on relationship. You cannot live life alone. You need someone to help you. You need someone to guide you. You need someone to instruct you. And I love you because you listen to your pastor. You listen to the word of God. He leads by example and you are following. As you continue to follow, you will see the reward. You will receive the reward. I'd like to encourage you to continue to enjoy these blessings that God has brought our way. In the scripture, you will discover that our God, as our Father, is a God that blesses His children. In the book of Genesis, God called Abraham and then He blessed him. And then God told Abraham, the blessing I'm blessing you is not limited to you. It is extended to your generation. And in Genesis chapter 12 verses 1 to 3, God called Abraham and blessed him and extended the blessing to his generation. In Genesis chapter 25 from verse 5, the Bible says, Abraham blessed Isaac. He passed on the blessing to Isaac. And Isaac in turn, in Genesis chapter 27, passed the blessing to Jacob. And then Jacob in Genesis chapter 49 from verse 1, Jacob passed the blessing to his children. And today, I pray for you, receive the blessing. Receive the Father's blessing. In the name of Jesus. I'd like to note two very important blessings that Jacob blessed his children. The blessing of Reuben and the blessing of Judah. And this is what I want to stamp in your heart this morning. If you look at Genesis chapter 49, verse 1 to 4, you would think that Jacob was cursing Reuben. But if you look at Deuteronomy chapter 33 and verse 6, Moses reversed the curse and blessed Reuben. I stand here to declare on anyone, maybe there's a mistake in your father's house. You angered your father. You were cursed somehow. In the name that is above every name, I reverse the curse. I reverse the curse. Maybe someone, because they hate you in your neighborhood, they hate you in your place of work, and they have chanted incantation against you. By the authority of Jesus in his work today, as you receive the Father's blessing today, the curse is reversed. The curse is annulled. I declare the curse is canceled. In the name of Jesus. Moses, number one blessing of Reuben that I want somebody to receive here today is the blessing in the name. Leah, when she delivered Reuben, she called him, "See a son." That is the literal meaning of Reuben. So Leah called him Reuben because she said, "God has seen my misery and given me a son. God looked at me and took away my misery." I pray for someone today. From every misery, God will take them away. God is taking away your misery. On this 11th anniversary of Citadel of Impact, in this church, no more misery. No more misery. No more misery. No more misery. In the name of Jesus. The second blessing is in Deuteronomy chapter 28 and is the blessing of the firstborn. Moses declares, "Say, Reuben, you are the firstborn. You shall be the head." I want to declare in all our churches of the New Estate Baptist Church, Abuja, the Citadel of Impact has become the end. You were not the first to be started. Piacasa was the first to be started. I think you are about the fifth or the sixth to be started. But you have overtaken them all. I'm here to announce to somebody, receive an overtaking anointing. Receive an overtaking anointing. You shall overtake. You shall recover all. In the name of Jesus, I release upon you today an overtaking anointing. By the end of this year, as you count your blessing, you will have overtaken many. You will have overtaken many. In the name of Jesus. The third blessing of Reuben is the blessing of the double portion. You know, as the firstborn, the Bible in Deuteronomy chapter 21 from verse 13 to 16, the Bible declares the firstborn shall be given the double portion. I release upon you this morning the blessing of the double portion. Everywhere you go, you will double honor. Everywhere you go, you will receive double portion, double attention, double grace, double anointing, double blessing. In the name of Jesus. Somebody shout, "I receive it." And then the fourth blessing in the life of Reuben is the blessing of life. Deuteronomy chapter 33 verse 6. Moses declared, "Reuben shall live." I don't know if anyone is under the sentence of death. This morning I declare you will live. Armed robbers will not attack you. Assassins will not know your address. Death will flee from you. Death will feel from you. There may be some people under doctor diagnosis of a terminal disease. By this Father's blessing today, we reverse it. Receive life. SS diagnosis, receive a change. Our diagnosis of diabetes, receive a change. Difficult medical situation that are terminal, receive a change.
I declare you will live. You will live. You will live. Shout it like you mean it. I will live.
Nigeria is dangerous today. You can't travel on the road anyhow. But as you travel, you are safe. In the air, you are safe. On land, you are safe. Some of you walk in difficult places. You are on national assignment. The roads are dangerous. The hijackers are on the way. But as you step there, they will clear road. They will clear road. Receive life. Receive life. Receive life. In the name of Jesus. I hope I still have some few minutes. Let's go quickly into releasing the blessing of Judah. In Genesis chapter 49 verses 8 to 12 and Deuteronomy chapter 33 verse 7. One blessing that was released upon Judah is in his name. Judah means praise. And then the Bible says in the blessing, Judah, your brother will praise you. I declare someone. I declare upon someone. Before you have told the story of shame. But beginning from today, you shall be praised. Your detractors shall praise you. Where you were relegated before, you shall be promoted. Where you were disdained before, you will be celebrated. You will be praised. You will be praised. Receive upon you now the garment of praise. In the name of Jesus. The second blessing upon Judah is the blessing of victory over enemies. One of the blessings upon him, he said, Judah, your hand will be on the neck of your enemies. I pray for someone, all your life you have been attacked by the enemy, unknown enemy, enemy within the families, enemies in your neighborhood, enemies in your places of work. I declare the Father's blessings upon you. Your hand shall be on the neck of your enemy. You shall overcome your enemies. You shall win over your enemies. In the name of Jesus. Nigeria is beleaguered by enemies. Enemies all around. We declare today on this Father's Blessing Day for Nigeria, we shall overcome our enemies. The enemies of good governance shall die. The enemy shall be defeated. In the name of Jesus. From this moment on, your enemy shall be demobilized. They shall surrender. In the name of Jesus. The blessing of royalty and celebration. Jacob declared upon Judah, he said, your father's son will bow down to you. Your father's son will bow down to you. I release upon you today the blessing of royalty. The blessing of exaltation. Where you were not wanted before, they will invite you. To honor you. I declare upon you, you are honorable. You are honorable. A garment of honor is upon you. The garment of royalty is upon you. In the name of Jesus. Some of you in your family, you were disdained because they think you don't have money. You have no voice. But today, by the Father's blessing, reclaim your position. Reclaim your honor. In the name of Jesus. Receive the blessing of royalty. And then the fourth one is the blessing of rulership. The blessing says the scepter will not depart from Judah until Shiloh comes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Receive the garment of rulership. In your school, they will single you out. In your office, they will single you out. The mantle of leadership is falling on you. It's falling on you. No more relegation. No more disdain. In the name of Jesus. And then the last Father's blessing upon Judah that I'm releasing upon you today. The blessing of divine timely help. Deuteronomy 33 verse 7. The blessing says, be his help against his foe. In any way you are seeking help, your help is coming. In fact, your help has come. Your help has come. Your help has come. This week, everywhere you go, you will see help. If your helpers are sleeping, I wake them up. I wake them up. The anointing is waking them up. They will look for you. They will see you. They will help you. Your help is coming. Rise to your feet and bless God. Rise to your feet and bless his name. I receive the blessing, oh God. I receive the blessing, oh God. I receive the blessing. I receive the Father's blessing. They are mine. They are mine. I receive the Father's blessing. Father, we give you glory. Confirm your word, oh God. Confirm your word, oh God. Confirm your word, oh God. Let there be testimonies. Let there be testimonies in this house. Let the Father's blessing speak, Lord. Let the Father's blessing speak, Lord. As the blessing keeps speaking over Judah, let it speak in this house. Let it speak in this church. Let it speak today. Let the blessing speak. 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 Thank you, Heavenly Father. We give you glory. I declare upon everyone here today, receive the blessing. Receive the blessing. Receive the Father's blessing. It shall flow. It shall overflow. And you will return with your testimony. Come on, give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Thank you.